Good morning once again, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining me here for another edition of the Daily Bread Broadcast. This is your host, Marcus Brown, reporting. You know, ladies and gentlemen, in the last lesson we talked about seven promises of God, and one of them involved divine healing. You see, God is a provider. He provides for his children, and he has made provision for our healing when we are not well. Now, our approach to seeking divine healing will determine our degree of success. From my study of the Bible, we have found seven methods of receiving divine healing. We'll explore these seven methods, so we'll have it done perhaps over several broadcasts. But we're going to explore them one by one and break them down, because we would like for you to be able to grasp these, apply them in your approach to divine healing. At some point in time, you will need divine healing, or you may know someone else who does, and so you can assist them in that area. In other words, share that information with them. As I said before, there are seven areas. And so those who are seeking divine healing are free to choose the most appropriate method. To begin with, ladies and gentlemen, Israel left Egypt. They were in the, well, I guess you'd say the wilderness. And so in Exodus, the 15th chapter, and let's pick it up in verse 25. Because Moses cried unto the Lord, and you know, they were at the place where they wanted water, the place water was bitter. And so he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast it into the waters, the water were made well, or made sweet rather. And there he made for them a statue and an ordinance. And there he proved them, or you might say he tested them. And verse 26 says, and he said, if you will diligently listen to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that heals you. Or you may say, I am your physician. So what God is saying, if you would pay attention to him, obey his instructions, keep his commandments, it's that simple, then he's going to make sure, or he will provide divine healing for you. So it's not that you will never get sick, but it's that when you get sick, you won't stay that way permanently. And of course, the point is that you will recover. Now, in our studies, we'll find that there are seven methods, and we'll talk a little bit more as we go along with regards to these. But I'd like for you to understand that as we continue our walk with the Lord, he expects us to grow in grace and knowledge of his way of life. So my point again is that here it is, God has given us seven, he has made seven methods available to us. Let's start off by just naming them, or I should say identifying them rather, and then we can go back and break it down and try to show you how that is applied. For example, I like to put them, by the way, the Bible doesn't put them in this order. This is my personal study, and I just wanted to share that with you. I'm the one who classified them in this number. So if someone may have them as a different number, that's fine. There's no rule set that says you have to have this number as number one or number two. Now, I put as the first thing is that we must have faith, personal faith, where we initiate our faith, or this should say act on our faith in order to receive. For example, the lady with the issue of blood. And of course, we'll see some examples of personal faith there. But the point again is that we have personal faith. That's one method of receiving divine healing. A second method is to pray one for another. your faith may not be as strong as another person's, or really you may not seem such a feel that you're ready to receive on your own, so you ask somebody else to join you in prayer according to the scriptures, Matthew 18:19, and there are others that we'll look at later on. Another way of receiving is for those who perhaps are not in a position to assist themselves. And so the elder may come and anoint them. You know, somebody who is in serious trouble for whatever reason, and they may even be incapacitated. So you go and you anoint them. Go to the elder, as it says, and you are anointed by oil. A fourth method is the prayer of faith by someone who has been gifted in that particular area, perhaps, you know, have the gift of healing. And so that's what I call faith by an administrator. A fifth method is one where God may initiate a word of knowledge or a prophecy. In other words, somebody speaks a word and you obey that word, and therefore you can receive, perhaps it's, you know, by the gift of healing, rather, by just operating that person's ministry, and so you get healing through that individual. A sixth method is to what I refer to as being in the glory. Now, what you find, ladies and gentlemen, is, for example, the man that was at the pool of Bethesda, he received healing because Jesus actually just really administered healing unto him. However, the other folks, whoever first made it down to the pool, when the angel touched the water, then that person would receive. Really, how did it happen? Actually, it is by being in the glory, or when the presence of the Lord is so strong that he chooses to just unilaterally heal whoever the individual is. Another way of that taking place was on the in Acts, the 5th chapter, where they just put people on cots in the street, and just the shadow of Peter came by and they got healed. Well, what happened there? They were in the glory. And the seventh method, ladies and gentlemen, is just to follow instruction of a man, or, you know, somebody who has been given instructions from the Lord, say, tell them this, so whatever the case may be. For example, Naaman the Syrian, he was given instruction. What was he supposed to do? Go and dip 7 times in the river Jordan, which he rebelled against initially, but eventually followed instruction after one of his servants explained to him, hey, listen, this is a simple thing, go do it. And he did, and he received. And so my point again is that he followed instruction. So those are 7 methods, and you will find whatever is most appropriate based on your condition and the circumstance in which God is working with you. Now let's go back to the first one, prayer, personal faith of the person who is going to seek divine healing. You recall in Luke, the 8th chapter, a lady came and she touched the hem of Jesus's garment. Let's turn to it. Luke chapter 8, and we're going to look at verse 43. Because this woman had an issue of blood 12 years, it says. She spent all her money, her living, going to physicians, and none of them could help her. She was trying a method that did not work for her. She was going to physicians or doctors, or you might say, or nowadays you might say hospital, but it didn't work. She was just constantly going, spent all her money, she ran out of money. But she heard some news about a man named Jesus. Notice the difference. So when she heard of that, now she came and she touched the hem of his garment. Now let's back up and look at the story again and make sure we follow it closely so you understand how everything is done. She came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stopped. Verse 45 says, and Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude is touching you, and you are seeing all these people here, and you're asking, who? And Jesus said, "Somebody had touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." Another way of saying that is power has gone out of him to effect a healing for that person. Verse 47, the woman saw that she was not able to hide. She figured, well, he's going to find out, so let me go him. She came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith had made you whole. Go in peace." Now, notice this. This lady, really, in this version, she actually decided before, and it doesn't tell us here, but if you go to Matthew, the 9th chapter, it will tell you more explicitly what happened. She said in her heart, "If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole." She made a declaration, and she did something. Notice that now. She acted on her faith. That's what I want you to understand. She has faith. How do you know that? Because she acted on it. What did she do? She came and touched the hem of his garment. Were there people there pushing and so on? Yes. A lot of folks wanted to touch him. People found out, if you touch that man, you get healed. Well, she had to push herself through the crowd. She go there and touch him. That's why the disciples are saying, you see that crowd? Are you asking who touched you? Well, he knew, Jesus knew that there was more to it than just somebody touching him. He understood that part. The disciples didn't get it yet. They didn't understand the concept of word of knowledge and so on. But my point is that she came and she made a decision. If I could just go and touch him, then I know I can be made whole. And she did touch him, and she was made whole. Notice the difference. She went and she acted on her faith. Now, let's go to Mark, the 5th chapter, and look at another example of this situation again, where somebody is what? Acting on their faith. Now, in Mark chapter 6, verse 54, "And when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him." So the people around recognized him. Verse 55, "And they ran throughout the whole region round about, and began to carry about in beds those that were sick where they heard he was." So the point again is this. They recognize this is the man, that if you come and just touch him, he's willing to heal you. Just come on and let's go get these people who are sick. And they acted on it. Now, what would have happened if these folks say, "Well, that's him," and they did nothing? Would those people get well? No. Is Jesus willing to heal? Yes. Is healing available? Yes. But they would not have acted on that knowledge, would they? No. So they did. Verse 55 says, "They ran about the region and carried people come." And look at what happened in verse 56. "And whosoever he entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the street and besought him that they might touch, if it were but the border of his garments," just like that lady did. "And as many as touched him were made whole." Now, we'll talk more about this approach a little further in a little deeper conversation or lesson, really, at another time. But I want you to notice that they were confident. They had no doubt in their mind that if they were able to get these people there to just either them touching him by personally reaching out, or he laying hands on them, they knew they're going to get hold. They acted on it, and they ran. They didn't just walk. They ran and grabbed people who were sick, and they carried them there, and they were made whole, every one of them. My point again, ladies and gentlemen, is that we need to understand that we have to act on our faith if we intend to receive divine healing from the Lord. Let's go to Matthew, the 14th chapter, and pick it up again in, let's see, that was Mark chapter 6. Same thing happened there, and here it is. It is recorded, same situation again in Matthew the 14th chapter, starting at verse 33. And they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, you are the Son of God." And when they were gone over, they came unto the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out unto all the country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased. And they besought him that he might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched him were made perfectly whole. Here it is, another description, really, of situation where the people come and they had to act on their faith, personal faith. This is what I want you to understand. They acted on it. Now, you are in times like now, because you're going to touch Jesus. Well, how do you touch him today? You touch him by faith. You believe his promises, and you just act on it. You're going to have to find creative ways. He didn't tell them how to do it. They just decide how. They acted with what they understood. Now, you're going to find, ladies and gentlemen, doesn't matter what circumstance you have, what issue you may have, there has to be an initiative on the recipient's part if they really want to receive. In other words, they have to act on it. And so what I want you to understand, that one way of receiving is to exercise personal faith. And in this case, what I'm saying to you is, but you're going to act on it. Find a creative way. The very fact that these men went on go get these people and carry them there, it's not the folks, I guess the average person today weigh over 100 pounds, and I don't know how far they had to walk, but my point is that they went to different areas, different towns. So you have to carry maybe 100 pound person or whatever it is, they carry them there. Point is that they had to put some work in it, put some effort in. They got involved. They decided that. What about this lady? She had to, the one who received her issue of blood being dried up. She had the healing in that area. Well, she had to make a decision. And she came there. How she got there, I don't know. That's really not important. The point is that she decided, I am going to get in that crowd and I'm going to make sure I touch him. And as many as touched him were made whole. She obviously had this case, because there's no written document saying that just go touch the hem of his garment. They obviously discovered that that was the case, and they started to apply that technique. You and I need to understand again. We can similarly receive from God. How? By faith. And that's personal decision, where you're going to do it. Make a decision to do whatever it is, to go where the healing is to actually taking place, or go sit on the ministry where you know they actually perform healing. And then I'm talking about just following what you call faith healers these days now. I'm talking about ministry in the church of God where some people are gifted in that healing. Not everybody is. Paul said, are all apostles? Are all workers of miracles? Are all workers, do all heal? No, obviously not. But do some? Yes. And it's up to you then to take that initiative. And so my point again is that you have to take some personal initiative. The next thing we're going to talk about is the prayer where someone will agree with you, and the prayer of one for another. We're going to talk about this. I think my time is running out, so we'll talk about this in the next lesson. But I want us to understand that sometimes your faith, the folks I've been there, you need somebody else to pray with you. And that's what we're going to talk about next time. See you in the next lesson.